I tell you what's a good thing for me, meat pies. I absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I am a pastry hound. I love it.
Well, you had a hash brown or three this morning, and yeah. I'm assuming there's pastry and tato around those. But, yeah, you know what? The good old meat pie is just one of those Aussie staples. Isaac tucked into one last night. He said, "Dad, I really want a meat pie." I said, "Mate, not really that good for you. Friday night's junk food night." He goes, no, mum's away. Let's pop into it, so.
He was straight. I hope Ness is listening. She'll just be shaking her head right now going, what am I dealing with here?
Yeah, well, I said, look.
So you caved straight away.
I cave. I'm a caving dad.
Would Ness have allowed that?
No, she said, mate, you're having your salad and whatever she was organising. But No, we went meat pie last. So I didn't partake, but I said, look at all the different range of pies in here, chickens and mushies and all that sort of thing. And I just want an Aussie meat pie, Dad. I said, I'm proud of you, son. Aussie meat pie.
Are you a purist?
Yeah, look, I don't believe in any other meat pie. You go to the footy, pie and sauce, pure meat, that's all you need. All these derivations with bacon and potato.
Oh,
and,
delicious.
And now they're saying, get this, the Mushroom Association are now saying that it's time mushrooms became the hero of the dish and not just seen as a side ingredient. They're launching, with the Baking Association of Australia, the Best Mushroom Pie Award.
I'm on board. Do they need judges?
Look, put your hand up, Ali.
Yeah, I'm putting it up. It's up high.
I'd be munching into it and then totally picking it back up because you don't put mushies in pies.
Yes, you do. I love all the different stuff in pies. I mean, I love a steak and kidney with a bit of mashed potato and mushy peas.
But it's moving away from what it is. Meat pie is meant to be a convenient dish. You've got the pastry, which is your bread. You've got your meat there, which is piping hot. It's got sauce in there. It's all done. You don't need any, you know, additives to the
Why not just have a few varieties of Spice of Life books? It really is. What about Banjos? They've come out with a lasagna pie.
Oh, what a joke.
They've got a cheeseburger pie.
Yeah, too many.
I just want to taste all those different flavours.
See, it's also the choice. You're confronted with all these different flavours sitting there and you don't know where to go. So you held up the people behind you who've got a clear idea of what they want. You're sitting there for 15 minutes looking through the menu going, I don't know what I want. Then you end up going back to the basic pie.
Stand to the side, mate. Just stand back a little bit, make your decision, and then in for the kill.
So we've got a lasagna pie out there now, which is apparently newly launched from Banjos, which I think they should take off the menu straight away. Lasagna's just for having a bit of salad with on a Friday night. Leave it at that.
No way.
Yeah, the mushroom people want to get into it.
You know, I think I might have told you before, my son's, when he was at high school, the tuck shop, I went and volunteered there, they would do sausage roll on a roll, pie on a roll.
Was it a meat pie, though?
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Because then it doesn't dribble on your hand. That's probably a very good innovation. Something the footy should take on. But, I mean, you know, is that a good pie flavour? Mushrooms.
Yes.
Lasagna. Steak and kidney.
Yep.
Would anyone want to weigh in on maybe another flavour of pie? Look, would someone go spinach pie? Have I heard of that somewhere? I think I have.
Oh, so long as there's meat or cheese in with it, not
carrot
just the spinach.
Pie. Lentil pie.
Mate, you're going crazy now. You're talking crazy.
If anyone's up right now, 1-300-891-929, they're hearing us talking about pies and their mouth is,
are you asking for? Greatest pie flavour ever?
Yes.
All right. Wayne Zink family. All right, do it. Prove it.
Colin, I knew you'd come up with one. What do you got for us, brother?
A chili. Hot chili pie.
Hot chili pie?
Yeah.
Where do you get these from?
I was at a bakery the other day and got one. It was really nice.
Oh, yum.
That's an abomination
love that.
That's an abomination on pies, Ali and Colin.
I would love that.
You need to bite into a pie. It's hot enough anyway with the meat, but if you're going to go chilli, that's just going to put third-degree burns on my tongue.
Then something else.
Yeah, it's good going in, but bad going out.
Oh, settle down, Colin. Thank you, mate.
He loves it.
What do you got, Phil?
Mate, you lived in Sydney,
didn't you? I did ages ago.
Yeah, you remember Harry the Wheel?
Cafe de Wheels, yeah, with the pie floater.
Yeah.
Pea mate, soup and stuff, wasn't it?
Yum.
Mate, they were awesome, them pies. Even the police used to go down there for tea.
Yeah, I've had one of those. I reckon that they would still be there for sure.
Oh, it's one of those institutions there.
Harry died and his daughter took over.
Yes, okay.
And they still sell it? It's still a big deal?
Yeah, because my niece, she was in the Navy, and that's where she was based. And, she told me that old Harry died and his niece
died. Right. Well, that was an institution in Sydney for a long time. Doesn't make me like the other pie floater any better. Again, an abomination on your taste buds.
Mate, thanks. Seriously, you don't know what you're missing out on. Have you ever had the mushy peas on a pie?
Oh, God, no. No. Peas with a pie on the side, just don't mush them up on me, please.